His bark and bite, they're about the same. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower, Rosie on the House.
And we've got Justin on the line. He wants to know if he should trim the tree himself or hire an arborist. Well, John, I understand you may just pay Justin to trim his own tree. You're looking for help.
Yeah, we are. We actually are looking for help. You know, Justin, there's a lot of pruning that can be done by homeowners and business owners. And with the proper, armed with the proper skills, through taking some classes, you can learn some basic pruning concepts and do a fair amount of work on your own and do it confidently. The problem is when you get into larger trees that do require climbing or, in the case of homeowners, to be up on tall ladders, sometimes it's not advisable to take that risk and end up getting hurt. And sometimes just the amount of brush that's produced is sometimes overwhelms your ability to put it out in your with your city pickup or in your garbage cans or your recycle bins. You know, we fill up our recycle bin pretty often, and it doesn't take very much to do that. But yeah, a good doctor even knows when to refer. And I think there's a time when you just know that, hey, this is getting beyond our ability to do on our own. And at that point, it'd be good to go to a local certified arborist in your area who can bring a high level of quality service.
It's kind of like a bad haircut. At least it'll grow back and you can fix it from there. The key on trees is never remove more than a third at any one time.
Yeah, or 25% is really your target amount in any one growing season. And that's in order that the tree can replace that lost foliage, which is critical to the producing the energy reserves that it needs to survive and thrive. So, yeah, keep the pruning to a minimum. Do a little bit now, maybe a little bit later. We always tell people sometimes you can't achieve all of your pruning objectives in one season. So remember that you can do some now and then come back and do some later. And the trees had time in between to respond and put on some new foliage. And then you can come back and do a little bit more trimming without as much damage to the tree.
He could sign up for your pruning classes at the Desert Botanical Gardens and kind of get a view of what it might entail and see if that's the point where...
Yeah, it's a good place to start. Yeah, get a good pruning class or two under your belt and you'll be... either you'll be dangerous, you'll know just enough to be dangerous, or you'll be pretty darn good. And I hope that after a three-hour class, I can confidently say people walk away from our classes with, I think, some pretty good tools to be able to go and do a pretty good job of pruning some of their trees.
And you had mentioned y'all are hiring, and I don't know any of our certified partners who aren't. We were talking with our garage door company here in Tucson yesterday and said, man, we'd add two more crews if we could find the people. And
yeah, we are hiring right now, and if you are able-bodied and you would like to consider a career in the tree industry, we're hiring ground workers and climbers. And if you, you just need to be able-bodied and hook up with a good company. Rosie Partners could not be a better place to be employed because they're all committed to safety and education. And in the case of a company like ours, good tree services do put a high premium on safety. They want to be sure that their workers are going to go home at the end of the day to their families. And secondly, they put a real emphasis upon education. They're wanting to actually provide a career path. We have a wonderful credentialing program to bring our ground workers and our climbers through a tree worker certification program, encourage them toward their arborist certification. If you have if you are a certified arborist looking for work, we are actually hiring for a sales rep position. If you have a degree, that's even better. But sales experience and good communication skills are prerequisite. Of course, being a certified arborist is one of our prerequisites for that position. Love to hear from you. We are hiring actively right now for ground workers, climbers, and for a sales rep position.
iTreeService.com would be the point of contact for now, as y'all are, like many businesses, closed on the weekend to allow time for rest and family. And somebody could get to that website, fill out an information, and someone will get back to them beginning of next week.
Yeah, we've got an application online, so you can print that and copy it, have it filled out, and you'd be ready for an interview on early next week.
Well, we appreciate y'all tuning in this Saturday morning. We've been with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service talking trees. Any final points we've missed on our tree calendar maintenance for March?
No, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure, a lot of fun spending time with you this morning, Romy and Rosie. You guys have a great weekend, and we will see you around the bend.
Sounds good. Next month, when April, is that going to be 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the second Saturday of the month? When we're talking trees again, we'll be covering I should have had my calendar open in front of me. We're not into the Palo Verde yet. It's not blooming yet. I think that's May. Do you remember what our talking tree is for?
Our tree of the month next month? No, but it'll be a surprise for our listeners when we unveil it.
I'm buying time as I'm growing to July, June, May. There we go. We'll be talking. Oh, it will be the Palo Verde. Oh, no, that's May. Palo Verde in May. This is a lot. This has got to be great listening radio. So, well, in between now and then, you can go to itreeservice.com, and we will be talking about the acacia, mulga acacia.
There you go. It's one of those five-star trees I just mentioned a few minutes ago.